joining us now, Symetra Tour player and two-time winner in 2015, Annie Park. Annie, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
So, two wins in six events. Kind of a interesting start to your Symetra Tour career.
Yeah, I mean, those two wins were very unexpected, so I'm just pretty speechless still right now.
Well, Annie, as you made the decision to leave USC and go out on tour, I think I have to imagine this was a very calculated decision on your part, that if you can finish in the top 10 on the money list, earn your card, avoid Q school. I mean, was that what went into your thought process?
I mean, honestly, everyone would like to be in the top 10, so I guess I would be in everyone's goal playing Symetra. But for me, that was my goal back of my head. But my main goal going into Symetra was just to try my best out there. And I mean, after a couple of few tournaments, I was like, you know, just was trying to get into the 100, top 100 to not play the first stage of Q school.
Yeah.
And that was my goal. And then the next tournament, I won my first tournament. So I was like, okay, well that's great. So then after a couple of more tournaments, I was just like, let's just try to stay in the top 20 so I can just go straight into third stage. And then I won my second tournament. So then that's how that's why I was like kind of unexpected, because I wasn't really trying to win a tournament.
Well, the good news is that last year it took a little over 41,000 to be 10th or better. The bad news is it looks like it's going to be a lot higher this year, because you're already at over 42,000 and you're in 7th, 10 places at 39. So you're just going to have to keep on winning, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just going to have to keep trying my best at it. It's not easy.
Well, Annie, one of the toughest decisions any player has to make when turning pro is the decision to hire a caddy, and the decision to become an employer and to have some stranger's ability to make a living and feed his or her family hanging on your shoulders as you're making a career. Your mom's been on your back for your two
years. Yeah, you know, growing up, my mom always caddied for me in tournaments. So she knows me the best out there, not even out there, but, you know, off the golf course. And it's really nice to travel with her because we have a lot of fun. She cooks for me when we travel. Overall, it's really nice to have her around me. I'm on and off the golf course. And it's more comfortable for me, too. So, yeah.
Did you tip her?
I'm sorry?
Did you give your mom a tip?
We go shopping and I buy her stuff.
Because after your first win, you upgraded your laptop. You got a new MacBook Pro, I guess.
Yeah,
so what'd you get after the second one?
It's funny because I'm very undecisive. So I went back to the Apple store like 5 times to like switch out my computers. I finally just got the gold new MacBook, and I'm in love with it.
All right, so I'm looking at your stats, and I got to ask you, because do you look at your stats, number one?
Funny thing, I actually didn't look at it until last night, because people were like, oh, you know, you're like so-and-so on the on the stat or on this. I was like, oh, really? And then that's how I checked it out last night.
All right, so everything looks good, but I got to ask you, sand saves, only at 25%, like if you hit it in like 4 bunkers and only get it up and down once?
Yeah, you know those sand saves. It's because I usually go for all the par fives. So when I go for them, I'm either like, you know, in a really good position on the green, or I'm either chipping or I'm in the bunker. So when I'm in the bunker, it's like not like a close bunker shot. It's like those really far away bunker shots.
I'm just picking on you. I mean, that's the only thing that jumps out is not being very good. So obviously it's one of those skewed stats with only 6 events played that I'm sure it's going to get better. But when you look at your stats, I mean, or your game in general, is there anything that if you improve that one thing, maybe instead of a Symetra Tour winner, you become an LPGA Tour winner?
I mean, hopefully my putting improves more in the future. I mean, I've had putting struggles basically before I went to college, and it got better each year. So, I mean, that's my main goal, to improve every year and in the future.
Well, Annie, we ask almost all of our touring players, if we gave you 1 hour, just 1 hour, mm-hmm. at the practice facility, how would you divide your time?
Just 1 hour when I practice?
Yep, 1 hour at the facility.
I would hit like 20 to 25 minutes on the range, like 10 to 15 minutes on the chipping or short game area, and then the rest putting. Pretty much.
Interesting. All right, so let me ask you a secondary question to that. So how early do you get to the golf course for a tournament round, and what does your prep look like for a tournament round?
So mostly I would, you know, show up to the golf course like an hour and 10 minutes or to 20 minutes, depending on, you know, how early I want to get there, just in case traffic and stuff. And then I would use the first 10 or 15 minutes, just tripping, just getting a feeling, how I feel that morning and getting a feeling of the grass. And then I would practice 25 to 30 minutes on the range, warming up, and then the rest putting. And then the rest of the time, the remaining time I have, just chilling out, just getting ready and stuff.
Well, Annie, a lot of our listeners are parents of young golfers, and I'm curious, how does a girl from Levittown, New York, find herself playing golf at the University of Southern California?
Yeah, you know, I didn't even see that coming from myself either. I mean, growing up in New York, it's obviously hard to practice in the winters, and it was really brutal practicing in the snow and stuff. So I was like, you know, I honestly wanted to stay in the East Coast at first, but then I visited Southern California, and I just fell in love with the environment, the school, the coaches, the athletic department, and then especially the weather. So I was like, oh, this is great. it's like I've never been here. So, And then I had a chance to graduate a semester early from high school, so that was my main decision to go to USC.
Well, take me through the process just a little bit. I mean, we all hear about how recruiting takes place in football and basketball, you know, as revenue sports. But, you know, how did your process go? Was it outreach on your part to different schools, or did you wait around to hear from them, or did you play in certain tournaments? How does it work in golf?
So growing up, I played mostly AJGA and USGA events, and that's when the coaches would come out to those tournaments, especially invitationals, to see junior golfers, who they want for their team, and you know, who would be a great asset for and getting along with the team also. So I was looking at actually Duke, Vanderbilt, and USC, and then at the time the assistant coach at USC, he actually coaches for the Georgia tournament, the Georgia school now, he would follow me kind of like every hole throughout the 18th hole through the 18 holes of the tournament. So I was like, no, wow, I feel bad. So that's why I actually visited SC because of him. And then I just fell in love with the school. So that's how the process kind of works. You play a tournament, the coaches come out, they see you play, and that's when they contact you. But the thing is, you just can't call The players have to call the coaches and email and
right.
stuff.
All right, so
it's like an NCAA rule.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, so Annie, 7 tournaments left in the season. Are you going to play all of them?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm actually going to go back to school, so I don't know how that's going to work out. I'm missing like a month and a half of school, but, you know, it would be nice if I win one more and just get an automatic exemption to the LPGA, but anything can happen. So my plans are right now is to play all the rest of the season.
So, you know, with 2 wins, there can't be any regret. I mean, if you are in the top 20, you get to skip a round of Q school. Top 10, you get to automatically earn your card. Do you have any regrets about your decision?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I didn't know I was going to play this well because I've been struggling this past year. I mean, I wasn't playing my best, but I was working hard at it. I mean, I regret not being with my school team, being with my coaches, traveling. But, you know, at the same time, I wanted to play with the professionals and see how it is out here. So, I mean, it's like yes and no.
Well, yeah, you don't want to go out of college. But at the same time, mm-hmm. if you're making some good money, you have the opportunity to get onto the LPGA Tour. I can't argue with the decision whatsoever. Can you, Mike?
No, not at all.
Now, I'm assuming that Mom wants you to finish school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually going to try to graduate. Well, I'm actually going to walk next year and then see if I can graduate less than 2 years.
So. Well, perfect. Well, we list... wish you all the best luck in the world. The problem is, Mike, we usually have a Golf Shop Radio bump to anybody that comes on the show. They usually play a lot better. It's going to be hard for her to play a lot better.
Yeah, I don't think she can play much better. That's awesome.
But thanks for joining us, Annie, and good luck the rest of the season. We'll be watching.
Thank you. It was so much fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Annie. So modest. She finished... She was the number one individual champion in NCAA in 2013, talking about horrific putting and nothing's going well for my game. I wish I was sucky at golf.
Well, I mean, the stats all look phenomenal. I mean, she's like top 10 in everything. I was picking on her about the sand saves. Like I said, at 25%, you don't have enough of a sample size on sand saves.
Right.
I mean, you hit it in one bunker, you don't get it up and down, you're at 0%. So that's kind of the problem. But it's going to be interesting to see if she can keep this mojo going. But, you know, in the Symetra Tour for me is a very fine line. There's a lot of... women out there that you can tell have some serious game. She's somebody that has some serious game, and you think that she has potential to next level.
Yeah, and in fact, I think if she's somebody who can capitalize on it, as the tour continues to improve and the field gets deeper and deeper and deeper with those ladies who can really play, now's the time to get it done, get up on the big tour, and make it happen.
But she's somebody that there's an immense amount of pressure on. I mean, she started this... You know, she's only played 6 events. Everybody else has got like 13, 14, and 15 events under their belt.
Yep.
So it's a big difference. So for her to already be up at the 7th, you got to think good things are coming.
Yeah.
So
we'll be watching.
Good luck to Annie Park. Anyway, when we come back, we are going to have our man, PGA Pro of the Year, Tom Henderson, is going to join us. So stick around. We'll do a local update as well. Mark Greenhouse, Mike Frascina, live at Redbridge. You're listening to the Golf Shop Radio Network.